profiling some of the region's excellent educators. This is Leanne LaFromboise. Leanne, thank you so much for joining us. Our first question for you today is, how did you get involved in teaching?
I really can say I always wanted to work with children and mostly interested in early childhood development. So I actually started as an early childhood educator and ran a daycare center for 12 years before going back to school to get into teaching in the school system. So.
And what have you gotten out of this experience so far?
I think, particularly as a kindergarten teacher, I think what I get is seeing things, I kind of think through the eyes of my students because they are excited and enthusiastic and, you know, when the snow falls, they're excited. And when we see a spider in the classroom, they're excited. And they just have a unique way of looking at things and they're, you know, honest and positive and it creates a really happy work environment. So,
and what has been some of the biggest challenges that you've faced in your career?
I think, honestly, I've really enjoyed teaching and, you know, different schools, different grades. It's challenging to make changes, but I think for me it has to be actually teaching this year in the pandemic and trying to find ways to keep it interesting in the classroom when, you know, there's many things we can't do that we used to do. So it's just trying to be innovative and, you know, teach kids online and teach, you know, everybody's wearing a mask and some of the things that we just can't share and touch like we used to.
And what advice would you have for people if they came to you and say, hey, I want to become a teacher, what would you tell them?
I would tell them just to know that everything you do has an impact on your students and that forming a connection with them is probably the first thing that you need to do before you can teach a student. You need to connect with them. And maybe to think back on a teacher that inspired them, and it probably wasn't a math lesson or a science lesson that they remember. It might be something more about a positive experience or something the teacher said that really made them feel excited or made them feel confident as a learner.
And finally, what accomplishments are you most proud of?
That was a hard one for me. I feel like maybe just changing careers, that was something that it was a bit challenging. I had three kids and I was going back to school and so making that change was difficult, but it was definitely worth